This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain early Friday launched airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen, responding to more than two dozen attacks against ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports from the Pentagon.
The United States and Britain struck hard, according to officials, targeting Houthi air defense systems and radar installations from the air and sea with fighter jets, naval vessels, and even a submarine. But the bulk of the strikes targeted facilities used to store and repeatedly launch drones, cruise missiles, and ballistic missiles at ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, with the two most recent attacks coming after the U.S. and 12 other nations gave the Houthis what one U.S. official described as a final warning. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The Houthis said the strikes killed at least five people and wounded six. Israel has opened its argument in defense of itself at the United Nations top court against South Africa's allegation the war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas amounts to genocide. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israel strongly denies the claim, with a lawyer in the International Court of Justice courtroom, Tal Becker, saying people are misinterpreting the term genocide.
The attempt to weaponize the term genocide against Israel in the present context, does more than tell the court a grossly distorted story. And it does more than empty the word of its unique force and special meaning.
Although the case is likely to take years to resolve, South Africa's asking the ICJ to order an immediate suspension of Israel's military offensive in the Gaza Strip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is visiting Kyiv to announce a new package of support for Ukraine, including an increase in military funding for its war with Russia, a statement from his office said. Sunak was seen meeting with his vice chief of defense staff aboard a train to the capital. Sunak announced military funding for Ukraine for the next financial year will be £2.5 billion, or $3.2 billion, the statement said. The funding covers long-range missiles, air defense, artillery, ammunition, and maritime security. Sunak first visited Ukraine in November 2022, soon after he became prime minister. Britain has become one of Ukraine's most vocal backers. Taiwan is preparing to elect a new president and legislature Saturday in what many see as a test of control with China, which claims the self-governing island republic as its own. The U.S. strongly backs Taiwan against China's military threats, and President Joe Biden's administration plans to send an unofficial delegation to meet with the winner soon. Candidates will make their final appeals Friday, with campaigning to end at midnight. Japan's military is trying to recruit more female soldiers. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
On the Japanese Navy ship Osumi, several female faces stand out among a crowd of elite soldiers. As Japan's population shrinks and tension in Asia rises, Japan's military hopes to see more women like them join its ranks, even as recent high-profile abuse scandals may discourage them. As Japan's birth rate plummets and threats from China, Russia, and North Korea increase, the military wants more female recruitment to maintain troop levels. Although the number of Japanese female soldiers has doubled in the past decade, Japan's military remains very much a man's world. Women make up just under 9% of the country's self-defense forces, half the rate of the U.S. military.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Soldiers and police patrolled the quiet streets of Port Moresby on Friday as people joined long lines for fuel a day after Papua New Guinea declared a state of emergency in response to a massive outbreak of rioting and violence. Prime Minister James Marape declared a 14-day state of emergency late on Thursday, suspending several officials and putting more than 1,000 soldiers on standby. After a police and public sector protest over pay on Wednesday descended into rioting and looting that killed at least 20 people. The unrest was sparked when police and other public servants went on strike on Wednesday over a pay cut officials later blamed on an administrative glitch. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.